Amen. I think that's the first time I've seen the new background up there. That looks sharp. I know. You look at He Must Increase for a year, and you get something new, and it kind of throws you a little bit. But appreciate Brother Charles. He does a nice job with those things. And so grateful for everyone the Lord has brought to be a part of this assembly together. So I have a question for you tonight, and something that I kind of want to look at from the Word of God over about the next 20 minutes or so. And so that is my goal, to be wrapped up here about 6:45, so we can look to start about 10 till, 5 till this evening. I will warn you, I do have 5 points, and so as I move through things, don't get too excited at point number 3. Stay strapped in, because we got a little while to go. As someone once said, we're not there yet, and so stay with me to the very end tonight, if you would. But I want to start with a question, simply this: is the local church still important? Is the local church still important? Is it still important that we regularly come together to worship the Lord, fellowship, and study His Word? You know, because we can get Bible preaching and teaching on our own schedule, in our own home, online. Anytime we want, we can have that. We can find time to fellowship here and there. And so, is it really still important today, 2022, to be a part of a local church? Yes. You know, the local church, and I want to specify here, the local church, not just the Christian population, is the most important institution in any community. I believe that with all my heart. Paul in 1 Timothy 3:15 refers to it as the pillar and ground of truth. It is the foundation and that which upholds truth. You know, Matthew 5:14, Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." And so often we talk about how you are the light of the world. But church, I want you to recognize Jesus talking to His followers. Talk to them in a collective sense. That ye is plural. The city is a collective sense. And we, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, in a collective sense, are called church. The local church. Not just the Christian population, is the most important institution in any community. And the Bible is very clear that the local church will matter till Jesus comes. Amen. Hebrews 10 and verse number 25 reminds us, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." What is the day that is approaching? It's the coming of the Lord. And so the local church, the assembling together of believers called out from the world into the church, it will matter until Jesus comes. And I want us to understand tonight, before we head into our business meeting, that there is a gravity and an importance to who we are and what we are about to do. And the local church is more important than any school board. The local church is more important than any health department board. The local church is more important than I believe the local church is the most important institution in any community. And therefore, there is a gravity and importance to who we are and what we're about to do. And I want us to be reminded about a few things tonight about the importance of the local church. Number one, the importance of the local church is seen because it was planned by Jesus. It was planned by Jesus. You know, the church, by definition, is a called out assembly. And the church has been called out from the world, and the church has been called out into Christ, and it has been done that by the Lord Jesus Himself. The church is His plan. Jesus told His disciples in Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 15, He said, "But He saith unto them, Whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock," Jesus here grammatically is referring back to Peter's confession that he is the Christ. "Upon this rock," he says, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The church was whose idea? It wasn't the Apostle Paul's. It wasn't the Apostle Peter's. It wasn't Pastor Holmes's, and it wasn't Pastor Lewis's. The church is Jesus's idea. The church was planned for by Jesus' teaching. The church is empowered by his Spirit. Acts 1 in verse number 8. Of course, right before Pentecost there. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, Jesus said, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Church was planned for by Jesus' teaching, empowered by his Spirit, guided by his word. If you study the New Testament, what you're going to find is outside of the gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, the focus of the New Testament is the local church. Acts is about the birth of the church. The epistles were written to local churches, except for the ones that were written to pastors of local churches. Even the book of Revelation begins the first several chapters with the local church. I think the importance of the local church is seen because church is his idea. Since I don't have a lot of time, some of these things are going to be more blunt than maybe I would normally say them, so forgive me now. The church is his idea. And I know that you are smart in everything, but you're not going to do better than his idea. And my question tonight is, how can anyone consider themselves faithful to him and yet be unfaithful to his plan? His plan is the local church. The importance of the local church is seen in that it was planned by Jesus. I want you to see, secondly, the importance of the local church. Not only was it planned by Jesus, it was also purchased by Jesus. Not only did Jesus prepare for the church with his doctrine, but Jesus purchased the church with his death. To the Ephesian elders, Paul said in Acts 20 in verse number 8, "Take heed there unto yourselves and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." So what was it that Jesus purchased with his own blood? Church, the answer is the church. Now, I know we say all the time, well, Jesus died for you. And yes, Jesus loves you and he died for you. But you know what this verse and others like it teach us? It teaches us that what Jesus is doing is bigger than just me. It's bigger than just you. Yes, he died to bring you out of the world, but he died to bring you into himself, into his church. It was purchased by Jesus. And this is where a little bit of grown-up Christianity helps. For us to stop and recognize the universe still doesn't revolve around me. It still doesn't revolve around my needs, my wants, my desires, my wishes, my direction. No. It doesn't revolve around me. It doesn't revolve around you. You know, a newborn baby, crazy as it sounds, lives like the world revolves around it. When it wants something, it screams. When it's uncomfortable, it screams. Sometimes I think for fun, it screams. And newborn babies, if they want attention, they scream. And the world revolves around them. Bottle sucking, screaming, baby, center of the universe. But you know what happens, church, when we recognize that the universe doesn't revolve around us, we don't have to live like that spiritually. And we can stop sucking the life out of everything around us because Jesus died for me, but what he is accomplishing is so much bigger than just me. And we see the importance of the local church when we remember that Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. You know, the importance of the local church can be seen. Number one, how can it be seen, church? Number one, because it was planned by Jesus. Number two, because it was purchased by Jesus. Let me give you another one. Number three, we can see the importance of the local church because it's precious to Jesus. The Bible refers to the church as the bride of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You jump to the end of the chapter, verse 31, 32. He says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Look, and he says, this is the great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And the parallel is made that the church is the bride of Christ. I love how this is fleshed out in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, beginning in verse 7, where it says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. You know what you see? You see, the church is important because it is precious to Jesus. It's his bride. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. This illustration communicates that the church is his passion. It illustrates and communicates that the church is under his provision and protection. It communicates his desire to know us and to be known by us. There ought not be a more intimate human relationship in this life than that between a husband and a wife. And when Jesus calls the church his bride, he is communicating how important the church is to him. The church is precious to Jesus. The church is precious to Jesus. The importance of the local church. Number one, we see it. Why? How, church? We see it because it was planned by Jesus. The importance of the local church. Number two, we see it because it was purchased by Jesus. The importance of the local church. We see it, number three, because it is precious to Jesus. The importance of the local church is seen in that it's a picture of Jesus. It's a picture of Jesus. You see, the church is not just called the bride of Christ. The church is called the body of Christ. I'll give you a couple of thoughts here. Christ is the head of the body. Colossians 1 and verse number 18 tells us this, and he is the head of the body, the church. He, speaking of Jesus, is the head of the body, the church. Christ is the head of the body. He is not a figurehead, like some ceremonial king or queen that has no power, just gets to wear a fancy crown and get a lot of pomp and circumstance. No, he is not a figurehead. He is the reigning head of the church. The pastor is not the head of the church. Biblically, he's an overseer. He is an under-shepherd. He is not the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church. The deacons are not the head of the church. The deacons are biblically the chief servants of the church. The deacons are not the head of the church. The members are not the head of the church. As members, we are the parts of the church who get to facilitate or carry out the leading of our head, but we are not the head of the church. There is one head of the church, and that is Jesus Christ. We see the importance of the local church because it is a picture of Jesus. As he is the head of the church, we need to follow his headship. Amen. We need to follow his headship. But I'll give you another thought as we consider that it is a picture of Jesus, not this that we follow his headship, but that we also frame his headship. In other words, when they see us, they ought to see him. And they ought to see him for the glorious, beautiful Savior he is. We need to be fitting to our head. We need to live and operate in such a way that we're not here to promote a pastor and we're not here to pamper the membership. We are here so that when the world sees us, their attention is immediately drawn to our head. When they see us, that they can't help but see how wonderful and how beautiful and how gracious and how magnificent Jesus is. And they can't help but be drawn to him. You know, Jesus could have used anything he wanted to be a picture of himself in this world. And yet Jesus chose the church. And that ought to show us how important it still is. We see the importance of the local church. Number one, church, because it was planned by Jesus. Almost there. Stay with me. We see the importance of the local church. Number two, because it was purchased by Jesus. We see the importance of the local church. Number three, because it is precious to Jesus. We see the importance of the local church. Number four, because it is a... And the importance of the local church, we see it. Number five, because it is a provision from Jesus. The church is a gift from Jesus to us. You know, from the very beginning of creation, Genesis 2, it was very clear that it is not a good thing that man be alone. We were never made to walk alone. And so the church is God's provision for us. And understand, the church is the called out assembly. And so by definition, the church is primarily for the saved. The church is primarily for the saved. This is for you and for me. Church is the place that God has ordained to provide boundaries, to provide blessing, and to provide belonging in our lives. We might bristle at some of that. I don't want boundaries in my life. And yet God provides boundaries and blessing and belonging in all of the institutions he ordains. We see it in the home. We see it in civil government. And we see it in the church. It is designed to provide boundaries, blessings, and belongings in our life. Sometimes we struggle with that a little bit. Because our culture largely lives in the spirit of Laodicea. That I can do what I want, when I want, how I want, for whatever reason I want. We have all sorts of excuses why we don't really want to be a part of a local church. One I hear a lot, well, there's just no good churches. That's not true. There's no perfect churches. There's no perfect churches. But there are good churches who seek to love God, love one another, and to reach people for the Lord Jesus Christ. I think sometimes when we struggle and buck against this idea that it is Jesus' provision for us that we find boundaries, blessing, and belonging, when that rubs us the wrong way, what we're really saying is we want the church to bow to us instead of us bowing to God. But you see, the church is where the Lord Jesus has designed that we be edified or built up. The church is where the Lord Jesus has designed that we find a place to employ our spiritual gifts. The idea of a Lone Ranger Christian has never been. My primary example, to go back, you look back at Acts 13 and 14. The Apostle Paul, sometimes we think of him as the Lone Ranger out foraging the trail for the sake of the gospel. But he wasn't, because at the beginning of Acts 13, he was called and sent as God led the local church. You look it up, Acts 13, 1 through 4. And then after he did all his missionary journeys, the end of Acts 14, guess what he did? He went right back to that same local church that sent him out and gave report of what God had done. And if the Apostle Paul needed to operate within the scope of the local church, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? So do we. The church is for us.
I'm going to tell you, the church is also for the lost in the way that we are here to be a light in this world. We are here to be a light to this world, to show the world the miraculous transformation that takes place when Jesus saves. Is the church still important? Is the local church still important? In the age of COVID, do we still need to get together? In the age of Facebook and YouTube, do I still need that local connection? Or has our modern society and the needs of modern man rendered the local church a dying relic? Is the local church still important? Well, it was important enough that Jesus planned it. It was important enough that Jesus purchased it. It was important enough for Jesus to show us how precious it is to him. It was important enough for Jesus to use it as a picture of himself. It was important enough for Jesus to set it up and gift it to us in such a way that it provides all of those things that we need to grow and be edified and employed in this life. I think we can pretty clearly see the church is still important to Jesus. And if Jesus is important to us, boy, that should make the math pretty easy on that problem. If the church is important to him, and he is important to us, I want to encourage you tonight. The answer to that question, even in 2022, even in COVID, even in YouTube and Facebook land, even in all of the things that our culture is doing and changing and more, yes, the local church is still important. May we never forget. I'd like for us to take a few minutes tonight, maybe a little bit different than a normal invitation. But as we see how important the local church is, understand that what we're about to do is really important as well. And so I want us, if we could, to take a few minutes just before we close out this service and ask the Lord to give us wisdom and to give us his guidance in what we're about to do as a church in our annual business meeting. I invite you, if you